let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Face of Expression by Aaron Woodson is a collection of unusually and poignantly written reflections and poetry. Each so short it fills only a page or half of it. Snippets of thoughts and emotion, a glance into reality, a feeling of change. You will take a unique journey through the author's unique and broad perspective on life. May also be able to relate to life struggles that we have all experienced in our own journey. Aaron is a military veteran from California. At age 15, he had a passion for poetry and began writing poems. He enlisted in the U.S. Air Force in 2001, served for 15 years. He had a vision to publish his very own work someday. The opportunity has finally come for the release of the highly anticipated The Face of Expression, his first book. A former Security Forces member, a casting and movie extra, he enjoys fitness, traveling, dancing, singing, and writing poetry. Aaron Woodson, author of The Face of Expression, our guest on This Week in America. Aaron, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you.
You touch so many emotions in this book, and we'll talk about the process you went through in putting this together and maybe talk about some of your feelings as you put your feelings on paper and shared them with everybody. But let's start with the inspiration. I mentioned you've always wanted to write poetry. When did you decide to write this book? To put this together is an awesome undertaking. What was the inspiration for actually writing The Face of Expression?
It's a good question, Rick. I started writing when I was 15 years old, like pretty much when I was in high school. And it's always been a passion of mine early on. And it stuck with me, you know. And, you know, it was just, you know, writing for me was just like, okay, I'm writing poems to the ladies, you know, back then. And, you know, it was just a way. It was also a way to, you know, kind of have a creative outlet to release what I was feeling and, you know, just being creative, you know. And, you know, I enlisted in the U.S. Air Force shortly after I graduated high school in 2001. And basically I had an idea that I knew that I was going to publish a book. When I told my family, hey, someday I'm going to publish a book. And 20 years later, at the age of 35, I published my first book, The Face of Expression, which I'm very proud of. And, you know, the original title was going to be called The Voice of Connection. You know, I had something about voice, but then something came to me later on while I was in the military. It was like, okay, the idea in my head I had was The Face of Expression, and it stuck.
You know, it's interesting because this has really then been years in the back of your mind, and being able to finally publish the book, The Face of Expression. What's this like for you? What makes you happy as an author and having this book out there and people now sharing your thoughts, enjoying, and in many cases relating to what you went through and sharing those emotions? What's this been like for you?
What's it been like for me to publish this book?
Yeah, to publish the book and then actually sit back and realize that people are reading your book and it's shaping their lives.
Oh, that's definitely a great question. It's really been a joy for me, you know, to be honest with you. It's been, you know, it's been very cathartic, very therapeutic for me in a lot of ways. It's also just kind of one of those type of feelings where I see people reading my book. It brings me a great accomplishment, something that, you know, I enjoy seeing people enjoy my writing and what I put into the book, and for them to absorb what the message I was trying to convey.
Yes.
And it really speaks loud and clear.
Aaron Woodson is our guest on This Week in America. The book is The Face of Expression. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. We'll have a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Aaron is A-A-R-O-N. If you're Googling, looking to get some information on this. The reviews I'm reading have been excellent. What response, what feedback are you getting? And how important is that to you as an author to know that you are touching people in a very positive way?
Good question. Feedback that I've gotten from the Face of Expression has been overwhelmingly been positive. I've gotten a lot of great reviews. I've gotten 54 reviews on Amazon.
Fantastic.
On this book. And, you know, I have gotten mostly 5-star reviews, with maybe like 2-4 reviews, but nothing less than a 4. And, so overwhelmingly, it's just been great to hear the response. Like, people have told me, how the book has really helped them see things from my perspective and helped them in their life. You know, they can kind of relate to some of the things that they've gone through.
Yes.
And it's just really great. And I'm just glad that I can, you know, be influential and be kind of like a spokesperson for some people, you know, and just kind of help be the voice for them. And I feel responsible, you know, like just putting the right material out there, because we live in a world where it's just, you know, there's so much negativity, there's so much trauma going on.
Yes.
And I just try to, you know, be a good example and try to show people that, hey, you know, you could be anything you want to be, if you know, just following your dreams. And also expressing yourself.
Well, you've been able to do that. That's why the book is receiving such rave reviews. The book is The Face of Expression by Aaron Whitson, our guest on the program. When you write a book, so often publishers want to put it in a category. You know, what's the target audience? And as I'm reading through The Face of Expression, this really could be read by anybody, male, female, young, old. You've got emotions in there. Thoughts in there we all can relate to. So I'm thinking this book basically is designed for anybody.
It's pretty much for everyone except for children.
Yeah,
I will say that. It's, you know, for mature audiences only. But eventually I do plan on writing children's books. Once I finish my series, I just released, my sequel to this book that I'm speaking about, The Face of Expression 2, In Your Face. And just kind of, you know, this is pretty much a continuation, and it's going to be a 3-part series. I'm excited to just get everything out there, you know, to the public. And there's been a demand for it. And, you know, I'm just excited, man. I really am.
When you do this, you're sharing what you've gone through with everybody. How difficult,
yeah,
or was that difficult, challenging for you to tell us enough that we can relate, but maybe not too much? How difficult was it opening up to everybody about the emotions that you've gone through?
It is difficult, you know, especially like when you're trying to get vulnerable, because there's some things that, you know, you got to keep to yourself. You know, you don't expose,
yeah,
everything, like all your skeletons or whatever, but you just, you know, you, but at the same time, for me, I wanted to come across, I wanted to be authentic as possible, with my writing. And I mean, I don't like to fabricate stories. I mean, I just like to be real, but at the same time, don't give too much information. Like, it's a balance, and you just let the writing kind of just come to you and let it just come naturally. And that's how I was able to deal with it.
What are some of your favorites? I'm looking through, and the opening chapter is Man in the Mirror. In fact, let's take a minute or so and talk about that. As I'm reading that, boy, all these thoughts come to mind. I'm taking your life and I'm putting me in that position. Talk about the significance of that and starting the book with that. Once you have all of these thoughts, then you have to go back and put them in order for the book. Why did you start with Man in the Mirror?
Well, actually, I actually started with Beautiful Struggle. That was the first book, but I mean the first poem.
Yes.
But Man in the Mirror is the second one, and I really love this poem because this poem in particular was influenced by one of my favorite inspirations, Michael Jackson, the late great Michael Jackson.
Yes.
And a lot of us, we have to, look in the mirror every day, and we have to like really do, take inventory of who we are and see how we want to, change the world. But we also have to understand, in order to change the world, we have to take a look, like a long, hard look at ourselves. And so it came to me, and I just started like looking at myself and how I can improve and how I can grow as a man. And I think a lot of people like this poem because, it kind of forces them to take a look at their own lives and see how they can do better and how they can make a difference in this world.
Well, yes, as you're reading through there, as I say, you sort of put yourself in what Aaron was expressing in The Man in the Mirror. The book of poetry we're talking about is The Face of Expression. Aaron Whitson, our guest on the program, book available at Amazon, all the usual places. If you go to our website, you can link on directly, get information, and buy the book there as well. As I'm reading, you're very honest in sharing with people that you've stumbled a few times, you've fallen a few times, but you kept getting up and trying again. Talk about where that comes from, because how you're able to do that, because for many people, you fall a couple times, it's difficult to get back up again. What kept you going, kept you persevering?
Oh man. Oh, honestly, my faith in God, and also, my family. Today, I lost someone really special in my life. My grandmother, a year ago today, actually, is the 1 year anniversary of her death. Fannie Mae Wallace. She's with God now, and she was always a rock for me, and my mom, my father, my grandfather. I mean, just a lot of great people that really poured into me, and just gave me the right instruction, the right guidance, and that's how I was able to do that.
Well, what a legacy that she's left for you. It's the book is The Face of Expression, and you fell, you got up, and you're now a published author, critically acclaimed book of poetry, The Face of Expression. It is possible, and I think you touched on that earlier. If you really put your energy in that direction, you basically can achieve close to or whatever you want in life, can't you?
You can, definitely. I mean, the thing is, I mean, like, to be honest with you, we all have stumbled.
Yes.
We've all made mistakes. We've all had failures. But just because you fail doesn't mean you have to, wallow and have a pity party, or get down about yourself. I mean, it happens to the best of us. I have a poem in here called Resilient, one of my favorites in this book. And a lot of us, we have to dig deep and, be resilient, because we can come back from anything. It's all about mindset. And just putting your best foot in front of the other, and and always having that belief and confidence that you can come back from anything, that you can grow, that you can persevere, that, no matter what obstacles you may face. And even if you do, even if you do fall down, you just get back up and you keep trying again and again.
What do you hope that people take away from reading the book of Face of Expression? What do you hope that you've got a chance to talk to potential readers that are thinking, boy, this might be something that could help me go through the struggles in my life. What's the goal for the book?
The goal for the book? That's a good question. The goal for this book is to give people a chance to see things from a different perspective, and also maybe give them, like, maybe have them question how they see things in the world, how they would express themselves, kind of challenging them to kind of, you know, just not be afraid of speaking your mind, not being afraid of suppressing your emotions. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. And just being brave, just having the courage to do that and the freedom to do that.
And it's nice to go on somebody else's journey. We can think, okay, can I actually do that? And when you read this, you're there with Aaron as he's going through these emotions and shares these. And suddenly you're thinking, yeah, there's my roadmap. There's my guide that can take me through all of these issues. A few minutes left in the program. It's interesting. One of the reviews talked about the aspect of humanity as one of the elements they enjoyed about the book. And there is that aspect of humanity. Talk about that. You could probably make an argument that maybe a lack of humanity is permeating society, at least to some extent now. And you sort of bring us back to who we all are and how we're all connected. How important is the aspect of humanity to you?
Oh, humanity is very important. We all start off, you know, in a community, and then it just kind of grows and builds from there. We all need each other. We all are connected in some type of way. The world is a big place, but it's also, you also heard that expression, it's a small world too. So, you know, I believe that we're better when we help each other, and when we just, you know, we show kindness and love and empathy, understanding to each other. This world tends to be a cruel, dark, and sensitive type place. And, there is hope. I just want to shed light that there is hope, that there is victory. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, is I guess what I'm trying to say. And,
you do such a wonderful job of expressing that, and it does give us hope as we're reading. The book is The Face of Expression by Aaron Whitson. A minute or so left in the program. You mentioned the other books that you're working on. The Face of Expression is available at Amazon. Give us the name of the second book, and I think you said that was published now? That was out there for people to purchase?
Yes, sir. I just wrote a book called The Face of Expression 2, In Your Face. I just released it in May, little over 2.5 months ago. And it's a sequel to the first one. And it follows in the same vein as the first one, but it's got more of a different twist. I talk more about my family, social issues in this book. And, you know, I just added a little bit more, a newer and improved version from the first book.
Okay. And then you're working on a third book, too, you said. How are you doing on that?
I'm in the very early stages of this third project. It's going to be a different type of concept, something I've never really per se done before. The final project that I'm going to be doing in the series is called The Final Expression 3D. And what I'm doing is I'm breaking it down into three parts with this project. I'm going to write probably about 50 poems, and then I'm going to be writing some songs. I'm adding music to this, and then also going to add some illustrations as well. So it's all going to come together as like one, but be three separate parts.
Well, looking forward to the trilogy. Two are out there, as Aaron mentioned. Third one on the way. The book we talked about specifically, The Face of Expression, you'll find at Amazon, all the usual places. If you Google Aaron Whitson, you'll be up to date on all the information on the books that are available, and you can Google that and find out when the third in the series will be available, and Aaron is A-A-R-O-N. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Aaron, time has gone by quickly. A pleasure having him on the program. Continued success. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Braden. I really appreciate it. And thanks for having me.
It has been my pleasure. The Face of Expression by Aaron Whitson. That's our guest on the program. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.